Blog Talk Radio.
But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning and welcome to the Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda. I am the co-pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. Today we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manessa Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Apostle Speak. Unfortunately, Apostle Mother Wiggins will not be with us this morning, so I will be bringing the word this morning. Amen? Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God. Bye, Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
God. And now we are going to say good morning to Father God at this time by the Wiki Tones. Praise be to God. Amen. Good morning, Lord. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, A Regenerated Mind. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Titus chapter 3, verse 5. And it says, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. Praise be to God. The writer says, take note of who it is that saves and regenerates you. Romans 8 and 29. Of course, it is God's own Spirit who does the work. You learn to leave the world behind as you're completely sanctified by the internal influence of the Holy Spirit, Paul explains. It is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. For to us God reveals them through the Spirit. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 10 and verse 16. In other words, with a natural, unredeemed mind, we could never perceive the great plans God has for us or how to live in them. But as believers, we have a completely different mind, one that's much greater because we have the very thoughts of God through the presence of the Holy Spirit. We have the mind of Christ. That is astounding. The Lord regenerates us by the renewing of our minds so we can walk in the center of his will. Amen. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for regenerating me by your Spirit and giving me your mind. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this morning. The Bible says in Romans 10:14 through 15 in the New King James Version, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. After the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
I want you to put your mind and your focus
Yeshua.
Worship you.
Messiah.
Oh!
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 8. And we're going to read verses 26 through 40. Amen. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And these verses deal with Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. And it says, again, Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. Let's begin. As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, "Go south, down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Kadek, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was returning seated in his carriage. He was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and walk along beside the carriage." Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The man replied, "How can I, unless someone instructs me?" And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. The passage of scripture he had been reading was this: "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shears, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else?" So beginning with this same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, there's some water. Why cannot I be baptized?" He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized them. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again. But when on his way, rejoicing, meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the town of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Praise God. Father God, I pray that it be all of you and none of me. As I bring forth your message this day, I thank you for your only begotten Son who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. I pray for the increase of our congregation. I pray for our families, our friends, and our enemies. I pray you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will. I pray for those who are sick and shut in may be healed. I pray for those that are facing trials and tribulations receive deliverance. I pray for those that are lost in darkness receive the light of your salvation. We thank you for supplying our every need. And all these blessings we ask and pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Okay, so as we read the scripture, Acts 8, 26 through 40, we all need to have we all need to have firmly established in our minds that God loves us. God wants the best for everyone's life and thus constantly works to see that each person has an abundant life. Amen. Now this life comes through a conversation, a conversion experience. The conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch gives us three factors in such an experience. My text for this message, where is my text? It's coming from Acts 8 and 37, and it says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen? And the title of this message is The Conversion of the Ethiopian Eunuch. Again, my message is divided into three paragraphs. One, conversion is a divine transaction. In Acts 8, 26 and 29, the Spirit of God is seen at work. Supernatural messengers manifested the divine presence and worked on both Philip's and the eunuch side of the encounter. An angel of the Lord gave directions to Philip. He told him where to go and what to do. The Holy Spirit prepared the heart of the eunuch, of the Ethiopian eunuch. God saw to it that Philip and the eunuch came to the same place at the same time for a divine encounter. Amen? In verses 28:3, the influence of the divine work of God is seen. God used the reading of the word from the prophet Isaiah to bring conviction to the Ethiopian eunuch. The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword and pierce asunder the soul and the spirit, Hebrews 4 and 12. However, if the word is to have this effect, it must be read, preached, and obeyed. So every day we must read the word of God, preach the word of God, and obey the word of God. Amen? In verse 35, the work of the Son of God is seen in conversion. Philip preached unto him Jesus. Jesus was the one about whom the scripture spoke. He still is. He suffered and died for sinners and will save anyone who responds as the Ethiopian eunuch. So if you want to change your life, read the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to be convicted in your soul. Amen. Number two, the human instrument is used in bringing about conversion. Now, the human instrument was Philip. Found here are some marks of a person whom God can use. One mark is divine leadership. Under God's leadership, Philip left a burning revival to go down to a desert place. Apart from divine leadership, this would not have made sense. But in doing so, Philip ministered to a man lost in sin in verses 29 and 35. Another mark is the use of the inspired word of God in answering the question of a hungry soul. Philip also amplified this mark superbly. Now, the statement made about Philip can be made about current human instruments, like these are pastors, the church, the Bible, and lay people. Conversion requires the human response. The Ethiopian eunuch was a seeker of truth. He had gone to Jerusalem to worship, verse 27. Now, those who attended a place of worship are in their Jerusalem and can identify with the eunuch. He also reads the Bible in verse 28. There is no substitute for personal reading of the inspired word. Further, the eunuch was eager to hear what Philip had to say. And these are essential ingredients to the conversion of any person. The Ethiopian eunuch was obedient to the message he heard. So when he heard the word, he wanted to be baptized. The truth, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, in verse 37. Is the truth to be obeyed? It was the practice of the early church and is still the proper procedure to follow. Now, under acceptance of Jesus as Savior, the eunuch was baptized. Amen? These are examples that every lost person should follow. The only way to be saved is to accept Jesus Christ, to publicly confess this, follow him in water baptism, as did the Ethiopian. Verse 39, the Ethiopian eunuch went away a happy man. No joy compares to that which comes from a genuine conversion experience. Many souls are searching, as did the Ethiopian eunuch, and the result of their discovery is joy. Praise be to God. Salvation brings joy to the one who is converted, and also to the one who bears the witness. Those who have already been converted also rejoice in the conversion of another. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise be to God. So Philip was directed to go to a desert. And sometimes God opens a door of opportunity to his ministers in very unlikely places. Amen? We should study to do good to those we come into company with by traveling. We should not be so shy of all strangers as some affect to be. As to those of whom we know nothing else, we know this, that they have souls. It is wisdom for men of business to redeem time for holy duties, to fill up every minute with something which will turn to a good account. In reading the Word of God, we should often pause to inquire of whom and of what the sacred writers spoke. But especially our thoughts should be employed about the Redeemer. The Ethiopian was convinced by the teaching of the Holy Spirit of the exact fulfillment of the scripture. He was made to understand the nature of the Messiah's kingdom and salvation, and desire to be numbered among the disciples of Christ. Those who seek the truth and employ their time in searching the scriptures will be sure to reap advantages. The vowel of the Ethiopian must be understood as expressing simple reliance on Christ for salvation, an unreserved devotion to him. So let us not be satisfied till we get faith, as the Ethiopian did, by diligent study of the Holy Scriptures and teaching of the Spirit of God. Let us not be satisfied till we get it fixed as a principle in our hearts. As soon as he was baptized, the Spirit of God took Philip from him so that he saw him no more. But this tended to confirm his faith. When the inquirer after salvation becomes acquainted with Jesus and his gospel, he will go on his way rejoicing and will fill up his station in society and discharge his duties from other motives and in another manner than heretofore. Though the baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost with water, it is not enough without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Lord, grant this to every one of us. When then shall we go on our way rejoicing? Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. And as I bring this message to a close, God, in his providence, led a preacher to a desert road. God, in his providence, led a seeker to that same road and led him to a specific passage of scripture. God gave that preacher the wisdom to interpret that passage and led that man to accept Jesus and be converted. Listen and be saved. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me, the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch. And when we read the Word of God, let our hearts
and our souls and minds be convicted to lead us to Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask and pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, and it does say, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. And now at this time, our very own Barbara A. Amore is going to come with our poetry, and following the poetry, we will go into our communion service. Amen. First Saturday of the month. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. And yourself?
Blessed. Thank you. Praise Amen. Be to God to see another morning.
He's awesome.
Amen.
I'll be sharing a poem from my book, The Profundity of God, a spiritual anthology and poetry. And this is the first one in the book. It's entitled, "Since You're a Right Now God." When I was a child, you were there with me. Lord, you're here with me now. Thank you. When I was in trouble and couldn't see my way out, Lord, you were there with me. Thank you. When my friends turn away and forget that they say, I'll always be with you no matter what, come what may. Some turned away anyway. But you're here right now, so I thank you again. You're much closer than a friend. You're my Redeemer, my Savior, my mother, my father, my sister, my brother.
Thank you.
My Lord, my God.
My God.
You're my all in all. You're Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
When I need you, I call you.
Yes.
And you answer me.
Oh.
Thank you for being,
yes.
for existing, for doing, for not doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
For life, health, and strength.
I
know that without you, I am nothing. But with you, I'm everything.
Yes.
So thank you, Lord. With 10,000 tongues and all that I am, Oh, thank you. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Amen. That is so, so beautiful. He is our all and all, our one and only. Thank you, God.
God is worthy.
For being who you are. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, thank you, God. So now I am going to, I get so happy in my spirit when I hear the goodness of God, you know?
The goodness of God, yes.
Yes, I tell you, he woke us up this morning to see another day, another opportunity to say thank you.
So hallelujah.
Joyful, so happy. And look at today. He gave us such a beautiful day.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to play a selection. And while we're getting our elements in hand.
Amen.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Pray, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
We'd like to call you Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Born in a manger,
but on a tree you
Amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, God bless you and good morning, Pastor Kathy.
Good morning. God bless you. Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, sisters. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're blessed
and highly favored. Thank you. And you?
I'm on the line. Thank you, God.
Good.
You know,
just in time for communion.
Well, you know, the Holy Ghost, he is so good. He is so, 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 so good. He makes sure when you desire to be with him, he is right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
With you. My house feels like it's all cut up this morning, and I know the part of my mouth that's the nerves. I got nerve damage now from Arizona. Mm-hmm. But so I got all kind of things going through my head this morning. I'm like, what is going on? And I am so grateful that I laid there and I said, you know, I don't want to get on the line while they celebrate you, Father, with sadness. I don't want to do it. So I'm just going to lay here. Holy Ghost would not let me lay there. He said, no, you need to get on the line so that the sadness will go away. That's the whole purpose of the line. Right? There's healing, there's deliverance, there's comfort, there's peace, there's joy.
Yes.
Whatever you stand in need of at the time, this is the time for you to get on the line and connect with others that are believing God for whatever their hearts stand in need of.
Amen.
And so here I am. Evangelist Hilda, do you have the scriptures up?
Yes.
Oh, bless the Lord. And Sister Barbara, why don't you just bring us in prayer, and then we'll read the scriptures, and then we'll have communion. Is that all right?
Yes, that's fine.
God bless you. Go ahead.
With once more and again, a few of your humble servants assemble to give you praise, glory, and honor. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, putting you in our minds so that we can make this fellowship this morning assemble in fellowship with your children. So, God, we just can't thank you enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. Welcome back to Pastor Kathy, and I pray that her needs are being met. That's her household, as well as Evangelist Hilda and my own. We pray that we will never, ever forget you, Father God, and your sending of your son, the sacrificial lamb, to save a wretch like me. So, God, we thank you once more for all that you are, all that you will ever be, for what you've done, what you're going to do, and what you're doing right now. We love you, Father. Forgive us of our sins and continue to love on us as we continue to follow and love on you. All these blessings I ask in the matchless name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Hilda, let's get the scriptures.
You want me to read all four scriptures or just the first two?
Just the first two with the communion.
Okay. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Stop, take, let's break it. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Break it, let's eat. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. Go ahead.
In the same manner,
he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Amen.
Amen. Let's drink. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for doing it, God. Thank you. God, we love you. We honor you. We adore you, Father God. Thank you for being in the midst for each and every last one of us, oh God. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you, oh God, that we have a mind that constantly stays on you, oh God, that we desire to know more about you. We desire to get closer to you. We desire to love on you more, oh God. We desire to say thank you. Thank you, God, for all you've done, all you're doing, and all you're going to do. Thank you, God. We don't take it lightly, oh God. The price that you paid for every last one of us. Thank you, God. Thank you. Merciful, forgiving, kind, loving, long-suffering God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. We love you for this. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you. You know, all week long I've been feeling really good and just loving on God, although I've got some things on the through. And I know, you know, it sounds crazy. I look crazy. But I'm still trusting God that he's going to do exactly what he said he would do.
Mm-hmm.
Not what I want him to do, but what he said he would do. Yeah, yeah. And so this morning, last night, I was up half the night, and I'm going, oh, here we go. So I start singing praises and loving on the Lord because, you know, I'm trying to replace it with the things that's going to give me peace. And so I couldn't sleep. Pastor Stephen is in South Carolina. And I'm going, oh, here I am in the house alone. Okay. And so you get to thinking and looking around and, oh, my God. You know, I'm just so grateful. I am so grateful. You know, we've been on Block Talk Radio. And when I think about those young men that are starting to get on the line, and I'm going, wow, okay. So the one guy, he's telling another guy, another guy, and I'm going, whoa. But these guys are getting on the line. These young men, when I look at them, and I'm going, and they, you know, they be coming into the job. And y'all, just give me a second to get this out. I know I'm kind of steering away, but I'm really leading up to something. Amen. And Amen. And so I look at these guys, and they're out there. They're outside on the way into the job, and they're fussing and cussing and going crazy with each other. And then they come through those doors, and they look at me, and they go, uh-oh. Uncle, don't even think about coming here with that crap. They go, no, it can't, you know, no, I don't know a thing. Don't bring that crap into my atmosphere. I said, no, I got you, Miss Cat. Yeah, I got you. And then I look at them because they all stand taller than me. And I look at them and I go, now, why I got to walk around seeing you behind every time you come to me? No, it can't, no, no. So that, I said, you too big for them hands to be way down there, you know. And so they pull them up. And then there are days when I think, leave those guys alone. Let them do what they do. But I just can't help myself. I go at it with them. So now when they come through the doors, whoever they come through the door with, I can hear them from my desk because I'm standing on the other side, but I can hear them. And they're going, look, don't even try that nonsense in here, because Kathy going to go crazy. Just let's be cool till we leave. Sitting at my desk, I don't look up and acknowledge them. I can hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come in. And the thing about it is, so many people are being influenced that it's unbelievable. Now, some people are being influenced where we're going to respect Pastor Kathy. But guess what? They don't call it Pastor Kathy, they call Miss Kathy. But guess what? When they do that, they remind me of back in the day when someone saw a preacher, that preacher got respect.
Yeah, yes.
You know, you standing out there doing it, you're like, oh, here comes preacher so-and-so. Here comes that preacher. And they gave that preacher respect.
Yes.
Now they see a preacher, they just, hey, nothing but another person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the respect is not where it used to be.
No,
the reverence for the things of God, the men and women of God, is not there. And so when these guys do that, it just blesses my heart. And I wonder what's allowed. I go, no. But guess what? There's other people being influenced. Not just them. Now I'm looking at the ladies around the office, and, you know, I'll go through the halls. I walk the halls all day long. I don't know why. I just go through the hall, go in everybody's office. What's going on? You all right? Oh, it's okay, you know. And I do that in every office.
Mm-hmm.
So there's times when I'm walking the halls and I can hear the ladies, the others, don't come in here with that nonsense. And I'm going, what in the world? Wow. So now the ladies, they used to be cussing and doing, they said, now they're like, don't bring that up in here. And I'm going, wow, there's a lot of people that are influenced. And so, you know, when I first started coming there, they said, Miss Kathy, why you dress up every time you come here? You ain't got to get dressed. It's casual in here. I said, yeah, but you know, my lifestyle dictates that I'm more than just casual, right? I set a tone for myself. They said, Miss Kathy, don't nobody come in here dressed up. I said, okay. So I go in there every day, and every day someone comments, you know, and I keep on going, whatever, y'all can dress the way y'all want to dress. I ain't messing with you guys. And and now I look at the ladies, and I'm going, Lord, is it me or are the ladies dressed up? And I'm looking at that, and I look at them and go, oh, you look so nice. Look at you. And they get all happy. And every single day now, they come in there dressed up. Guess what God is doing? He's bringing about a transformation. I believe if you're a man or a woman of God, no matter where you are, whether you're in a nail shop, whether you go to the grocery store, wherever you go, someone ought to see something in you, and it ought to reflect God, the God that's coming through you. And if they see you all the time, eventually it should be making a change in them. Because one or two things happen when you're around other people. You're either going to change like them or they're going to change like you, or something's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you only realize it. They're either going to become like you or you're going to become like them. And you know what they call it? They call it a product of their environment. That's what they call it. From wherever your surroundings, you take on the characteristics of your surroundings. You don't have to. Your surroundings should take on the characteristics of Christ, providing you have the characteristics of Christ.
Christ, yeah.
And so now I'm looking at them, and they're blowing me out of the water. They are truly blowing. I had one tell me the other day, Miss Kathy, you ain't never leaving here. I don't care if you're 99 years old. You ain't never leaving. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, I will not be in this office at 99. And then I looked back and went, well, God, it's okay if you say I need to be. It'll be okay. And so I'm looking at them, and the ladies are making a change, and the guys are making a change. And you don't know, when I get on the line on Thursdays and I'm preaching, I'm under the assumption, I don't know who's on the line. The only person I can hear is Evangelist Hilda. The rest of them are on mute unless they decide to chime in and say amen. So I don't know who's on the line till the end. And at the end, when I hear them going, Miss Kathy, this is so-and-so, and I'm going, oh, my God. And I hear the numbers being called out, and I'm going, these are the guys from the job. Wow. Yeah. Now, the ladies used to get on. And, you know, I still sit in the class, but they don't get on. And I'm going, why don't they get on?
Mm-hmm.
That word is convicting because, trust me, it convicts me. So I know that word is convicting. And I'm going, whoa, okay. So some of them, they don't get on like they used to. There's one or two that still get on. But the guys are starting to get on.
Yeah.
And the one who got on Thursday, and he's like, oh, it's Kathy, this was wonderful. I look forward to getting on again. He done went to the office and told the other guys. I said, okay, here we go. Because the other one started telling him. Huh?
I said there were two guys on Thursday.
There were two calls that you could see, but there were eight guys on. They were listening through the other one's phone.
Oh, okay, I hear you.
So when they get there, they go on the switchboard. Yeah, so they go, Miss Kathy, we heard you. And I'm like, you wasn't online. They said, oh, no, we's all sitting there. I said, oh, King Jesus.
Oh, so they were in a group. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, because they're out there in the group home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they taking care of those people that have a hard time taking care of themselves. So these guys are the area supervisors. They go out there to check to make sure everything is okay. So they're going from home to home to check on things. But then when they get into one of the homes, they all sitting in a circle listening. And
that's wonderful.
I said, whoa. And so, you know, since Thursday, I was jumping and shouting. I said, God, I had no idea this is what they were doing. You know, and now they're coming in, hey, Miss Kathy, hey. One guy, he came in. I didn't know he was in there. And then he comes out. He says, Miss Kathy, we didn't get to chat today. And I said, oh, we can chat. He said, I got to go now. But hold that thought. We're going to chat on Monday. I said, okie dokie. But it's blessed this thing because Evangelist Hooker could tell you for years, I'm going, when are they going to get on the line? Good Lord, I'm just preaching and preaching. And every now and again, someone will get on. But now it's like so many of these guys. You know, you got 12 supervisors. Eight of them have already been on the line because they're sitting there listening through one phone or the two phones.
All you need is one phone and just have your own
phone
sit around and everybody can listen.
And that's what God has called us to do. Mm-hmm. He's called us to be a light in a very darkened world.
That's right.
Because guess what? Now when they come to the parking lot, they don't even use it in the parking lot. Because they go, you know, Miss Kathy got super hearing. And I told one of them last week, I said, you think Miss Kathy got, he said, Miss Kathy, I could be in my car and you hear it. I said, no, but God does. God is the one that hears you, not me.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, no, Kathy, you know everything I'm saying in my car. I said, no, God knows. I don't know. He goes, how you know what I'm talking about? I said, I told you, God knows. I said, you do know that the Spirit of God is real. And so what God wants us to know, us being leaders, he will drop it into our spirit.
Yes.
And they'll stand there, you know, it'll be one passing by, then another one, then they'll stand there looking at me going, you getting ready to preach, ain't you, Miss Kathy? I go, no, I ain't going to preach on that at work. Can't be preaching at work. And so the one guy, he called himself here, honey. He said, that ain't never stopped you before. I said, oh, Lord. But we all want to know that we're leaving nuggets out there for these guys. Something to cling on to. Because guess what? Everyone that's in the world doesn't want to stay where they are. There are some that want to make a change. They just don't know how to change. They don't know who's going to help them to pull them out from where they are.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And so it's a blessing to see these young men. Well, they're not young. They're just younger than me, that's all. You know, they're in their 40s, 50s. There's a couple of them in their 30s, you know. Mm-hmm. But just to see them having a hunger, because that one guy, he's been on the line with at least two other guys for the past three Thursdays,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so I'm like, Lord, and God is showing you, don't you dare stop doing what you're doing, because I'm drawing them. I'm drawing them. I'm drawing them. And
yeah.
then, you know.
How many people you can draw without seeing them?
You know, and just being in their presence and not knowing they're watching you that way. There's
mm-hmm.
one girl, she's in, I don't know what she's trying to do. I guess she's doing what she thinks I'm doing. You know, she tries to mimic me, but it's going the other way. And I'm thinking, that's the problem. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just being me. That's all. So she's trying to mimic me. But then the other day, I got called in because one of the guys, she was trying to do what I do. Because I, you know, I slap her in the back. I hit on her. I go, hey, get on out of here with that. And I'll push her in the arm or something.
Yeah.
And so I guess she was trying to do it. I don't know what she did. But the guy wouldn't have reported her because he found her to be offensive.
Oh, no.
And I went, what the world, what? So the supervisor told me, and I said, I don't know what happened. I wasn't there, you know. So I went and I talked to him, and he said, Miss Kathy, you know what? You have never said anything to us inappropriate. You've never done anything inappropriate. I don't know what she's doing, but it wasn't nice, and I didn't like it because I'm like, my wife would not appreciate this conversation you had with me. And I looked at her. I said, I don't know what the conversation was, but I'm so grateful that you are holding firm to your marriage and you're giving it the respect that it deserves, even without your wife being here. So thank you for that. I said, but you know what? I'm going to talk. He said, no, don't talk to her. Because the supervisor, I said, I got to talk to her. He said, Kathy, the supervisor already talked. I said, no, I wouldn't be Miss Kathy if I didn't talk to her. So he looked at me. I said, don't worry. I'm going to give it a couple of days because I can't go on my own. I got to wait until God sends me.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as God sent me, because she came to me, she said, Kathy, can I talk to you for a minute? I said to her, I said, thank you, Jesus. And I walked on in her office because God sent her to me. And then when she told me herself, she said, they said I was being inappropriate. You know how you hit on them? And I just hit on. I said, no. The way I hit on them may not be the way you hit on them. I hit them with force, like an old woman trying to slap the black off them. So she looked at, I said, because I don't want these guys to say, like, these are good guys. And she said, well, I hit on them like that. I said, why are you trying to hit me? Why don't you just try to hit you? You're a nice young lady. But anyway, I'm so glad we got a chance to wake up this morning to tell God thank you.
Amen.
Thank you guys for patient enough with me to let me share with you that God is doing something on that job. Evangelist Hilda, you hearing the guys on the line. So we know that something is happening. There's crop coming up out of these seeds that are being planted.
Yep.
And so we're thankful to God for all that he's doing. Because guess what? He's still in the business of building up the kingdom. Let's hear from Sister Barbara. I haven't heard from you in a while. Let us know what God's been doing in your life that's so special right now. Let's hear from Sister Barbara.
Amen. It's nice to hear your voice. As I said, I am very busy. I'm prepared to do a play this afternoon. So I am just trying to iron something right now as I'm listening to you. But I'm glad that you're back on, and God is good. I love him so very much, and I just pray for an anointing in this play that we're having. They asked me to sing, which, you know, the second production of it, to sing a song, and I'm just praying that I don't forget the words. I just learned it like the other day. Still learning it, actually. But, that's what's going on right now. Kenneth is in it also.
Ooh.
And the name of the play is The Trap House.
Oh,
what
wow.
is it called?
The Trap House.
What's the name?
T-R-A-P.
Oh, wow.
The Trap House.
Wow. I wish I could see that. Oh, my goodness. So that's what you get ready to go do today?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the play that you got to sing for today?
Yes, ma'am.
Precious and Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, oh God. Even as Sister Barbara, your daughter, oh God, is preparing to go out and represent you through this play, oh God. Brother Kenneth and all of the rest of them that are doing what you called them to do, what you gifted them to do, oh God. Father God, wherever we go, that your light will continue to shine. We're praying a special anointing on them today. We know that they're going to hit the rafters. And someone is going to be looking, saying, what must I do to be saved? I love hearing about God. Father God, have your way with this play today. Let it be a blessing to all that attend, oh God. And for the ones that are going out, let them have a special anointing on them today. We ask these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I
receive
you. Thank you.
I know it's
going to
be awesome.
Awesome, man.
You're going to be singing and you're going to hear yourself and going, is that my voice? Yeah, that's when that anointing kicks in.
Ooh, I wish you had the recording that you could play tomorrow after church.
Oh, wow.
I'll see.
That ought to be nice.
Praise God.
And, you know, just to get a couple of clippings of it, you know, little pieces of it, that would be nice.
I understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Well, I understand that you're getting ready, so thank you for still listening. You know how I get when it's time for us to just love on God and tell him thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the prayer. I'm going to
mute, but I'm still here. Okay. You're welcome, dear.
Love you, ladies.
God bless.
Love you.
When we get to sit down and just partake in communion, right, the blood that was shed, his body that was broken, bruised for our iniquity. I'm telling you, when I got on this phone, I couldn't hardly talk. My mouth was all glued together. It was burning, itching. And look, as soon as I started loving on God, my goodness, glory to God.
So they cannot fix the nerve damage?
They can. But the neurologist, what he wants to do is go in and pinch the nerve. Cut that nerve off where there's no feeling.
Yeah.
The only thing is the nerve that's connected to my bottom lip.
Yeah.
It's connected to some part of my back. I said, what you say?
Your back.
The nerves are connected all over your body.
I know that.
While the intent is to just, you know, just get it to stop feeling any aching and pain in my lip, chances are it could go to another area. And then it'll be just permanent numbness.
So is that doctor, is he a specialist in that?
He's a neurologist, huh?
Yeah, but they got,
now,
I mean, he's not a New York neurologist, is he?
No, I went to two in Arizona, but I'm going to the doctor next week because there was a pill that one of the nurses gave. I said, I can't take that pill. She said, it's 100 milligrams. So I looked at her. I said, that ain't prescribed. She said, it's gabapentin, something like that. I wrote it down. And I took it, and it calmed down the nerves and my mind. Ooh, girl, I was talking. I said, thank you, Jesus. She said, I'm just surprised that 100 milligrams did that for you.
Girl, you'll be
surprised. She said, that's the lowest dose.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, my goodness. So gabapentin, G-A-P-A-D. Gabapentin.
Spell it.
I think it's G-A-P-E-N-D-I-N. Gabapentin. I'm spelling it wrong, but when you Google it, it should change it to the right, and it's something to do with the nerve.
G-A-C-E-N-D-I-N
is the last part. G-A-C-A-D-E-N. Gabapentin. But anyway, when you go to put it in there, it should come up for nerve damages. The only thing is, I'm going to talk to my doctor because when I looked at it and I'm looking at the side effects, I went, oh, good Lord. I don't know about that.
Sometimes that's so, when the doctor prescribed medications for me, if I take it and I don't have side effects from it, I don't read the side effects because sometimes the side effects is worse than your condition.
Exactly.
Some people have side effects from medications and stuff, and some people don't. But it says that, you know, if you do get a side effect from it, then, you know, you report it to the doctor, and then either he will stop it or he'll let you continue taking it because once it gets in your bloodstream, then it'll stop.
Mm.
Yeah,
well, I read the side effects, and I went, oh, no.
Like with me, I'm allergic to Lodine and Zestril.
Oh,
so any medication.
When I took it, it didn't do anything to me, and I've taken two of them, and it didn't do anything. It just calmed down my mouth, because before I knew it, I was talking all good.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, then you turn around and read the side effects, and then you be like, oh, no, because it's mind over matter.
Exactly. I read those side effects. I said, oh, no, oh, no, 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 no. And then, too, I said to her, I said, I don't want to be no prescription junkie, but I felt so good taking that pill. But I'm going to the doctor next week, and I'm going to ask her, you know, what does she think if I can just stay on it, you know.
Right.
And take
if it's working,
only when it flares up. But you know what? Today I woke up, I don't know how I get there, but I don't know how this sadness comes over me, you know. And then there's days when I'm just feeling so good, and I'm telling you, Friday, I was feeling so good. Yesterday, when I was hearing these guys, I was like, oh, my God. You know, because if you've been on the line on Vlog Talk Radio as long as I have, every now and again, you like to hear that someone is getting something out of it.
Yeah.
And so the big guy, he looked at me, he said, Miss Kathy, the one that I told you guys made him, he said, you don't maybe get a viral app.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was laughing at.
So now he got a viral on his phone so he can look at the scripture.
That's
but the
wonderful.
Thing is, it is so good. I'm telling you, it made me feel so good. And he looked at me, and I said, wow, I'm just glad to get. He said, Miss Kathy, I'm trying to tell you, I love the way you preach. You preach where I can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to tell myself, I want to preach like those other ones with all those, you know, sophisticated words.
Oh,
and then
no.
Pastor had told me one time, she said, you got to preach like you.
Yeah.
Because God has an audience that you are going to be over. So everybody doesn't want to hear it on a college level or, you know, on a professor's level. Some people want to hear it down to earth. And so those are the ones that God said, I need you to stay between a sixth and an eighth grade level, and you're going to get a lot of people that way. And so that's what I do.
Most people didn't even finish high school. So you can't go and throw these big words at them and expect them to understand what you're saying. They come to hear the word of God. They want it all broken down that they can understand what it means.
Just to hear those guys on the line. And then right now.
On our Bible study with Sister Barbara, and she say, say a word. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? You know? Because, you know, in theology and all of that stuff, you got to, like, yo, break the words down so we can understand it. Some people understand, some people don't.
That's why the Word of God says to study to show yourself an approved worker. So what that means is when they throw those big words out there, because I listen to some preachers that throw those words out there, and guess what I'm doing? Writing down the scriptures. So I can look them up later and study them. Yeah, that's why they throw the scriptures out there. So you can look back, you know, when no one's around and it's quiet, you can look back and read it over.
Yeah.
And go, wow.
I'm still here. I just want to add that when I throw those big words out, we do get the definition.
Let's go Google and get
a definition of it. So.
Right, that's what
well,
I said. You break it down so
well,
that
you left
I
that
can
part
understand
out. Anyway.
Yeah,
you left that part out. But we do find out what it means if I
don't
know.
Once she said it, she said, Sister, I already said it, she said, and so she left out the heart that says, but she'll break it down. You left that heart out. But I understood because I know Sister Warren as a teacher, she's going to explain it.
What does that mean? And she broke it down.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said. So if I'm not right into the mic, so some words.
We can hear you. We can hear every word, but you left out the part that I do get to explain. That's what I'm saying.
I was going to say, Evangelist Hilda just go, okay, I'm sorry, Sister Rava. Okay, thank you. I didn't hear that part either. I just heard the part that you said you wanted her to break it to explain it. But, you know, I know that as a teacher, I know she's going to come back and try to explain what it means. So for me, I got it. But I understand what Sister Rob said. Anybody else listening, they need to know I'm going to break it down.
Yeah.
But,
okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. I'm just so thankful at what God is doing. I am. I look at people and I go, oh, good Lord, I can't tell anyone how to grieve. I can't tell anyone how to go through whatever they go through. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, these panic attacks, I'll be having a good time. And then all of a sudden, my heart just started racing. And I'm going, what
don't they give
going
you
on?
Something for those panic attacks?
I imagine that you could get something. when you have over that. Girl, I cannot take a pill for everything that's going on in my body right now.
Your pills are Jesus Christ.
And that's it. That's what I do. I get to calling on intercessors and letting them praying on the line, and we get to singing worship songs until it passes. You know, the sadness just goes away. But I'm just so happy that I was able to get up this morning, get on the line, and mm-hmm. just to say thank you, God, one more time. Thank you, God.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, God. Because the love that he has for us is so special. It is mm-hmm. so special. No one's love compares to the love of God. My goodness. Even when we're right, he's there. When we're wrong, he's there. When we're in him, he's there. When we're not in him, he's there. He's always there. He is never far away. He's right there, right? Protecting
right.
all of his investments.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hey, real quick, has anyone heard from Mother Wiggins? Is she good?
Yeah, she's fine. Nadine talked to her I think it was 2 days ago, and Mother is as happy as a bird in a nest.
I guess so. She get to go outside and get sunshine and all that. Yeah.
Yep.
She done came to life.
Yep. She is
That's
as happy. She is happy. She's very happy and content of where she is. She don't have no complaints. She said everybody treats her so nice there. And she's just, you know, blessed.
Wonderful.
But Nadine haven't been in a few days because of her surgery. Oh, and she...
And how is she? Is she healing nicely?
Yeah, she's healing okay. You know, the therapist came on Wednesday, and did the exercise and stuff on her arm. And then she has to go to outside therapy, but she's doing okay. Pastor is doing everything for her. She said, I have to put this out. Pastor is so wonderful. He does all the cleaning and the cooking. He bathes
oh,
me.
Bless
he dresses
God.
Me.
Bless
I was
God.
Saying, God bless you, Pastor. Cause
and you, how is your daughter?
Huh?
Evangelist Hilda, how's your daughter coming along?
My child, she's coming along very well now. So she's getting accustomed to, you know, her lifestyle. So she's doing
thank
okay.
God.
Yep, God is good.
Good.
You just got to call
you.
On him. Call on
you know,
him.
You know, there's
time.
Just some days when... We got to take a moment to listen to some of the praise reports.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just got to take a time out and listen to the praise reports
mm-hmm.
to let everyone know what God is doing. God is doing good things with a lot of us.
Yeah. When she's going.
So right now, he's here.
And listen to her. She'll start talking, and next thing we'd be on that phone for 3 hours. She just has to get it all out of her system. She talks, she cries, she screams. You know, she say a little bad words, but I have to eliminate those words. You don't have to use those words. But, you know.
Yeah, she's following along, so.
Yeah, she's still walking with
bless
the walker though, and everything, you know. And my niece, Deshaun, goes over there to help her to clean up and everything, you know, what she can't do.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah,
wonderful.
So that doesn't you want me to come up there? No, Ma, you don't have to. I said, there ain't no problem,
that's
honey. I'll be there. I'll jump in the cab.
Preaching to her.
But Sean lives right across in the next building, so she checks on her for me when I can't make it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Okay, well, we are just going to say thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God. For the family members that don't get a chance to come and say thank you, we're thanking you for them. Mm-hmm. We're thanking you, God, that you're still a forgiving, merciful, loving God.
Amen.
Thank you, God. We do love you. We honor you, God, and we're still holding on to your unchanging hands as you bring about all of these changes, as you transform these lives of people right before our very eyes. Thank you, God. Thank you for allowing us to still bear witness to who you are through our lifestyle. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You know what? Thank you, God, for cleaning us up enough that they can see you in us. Thank you, God. We surely didn't do it on our own. Thank you for cleaning us up that others can see you operating in us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. To God be the glory. Precious and Heavenly Father, everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, we pray that as you have woken us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, that we will continue to have a blessed, safe day on today, oh God. Father God, let us remember to love on one another, to care about each other, to call someone and tell them that they're loved, to just continue to share the good news as we go places with other people. Thank you, God, for all you've done, for all you're doing. Thank you for all of the ones that are being healed right now, divine healings in their bodies and their minds and their spirits. Thank you, God, for that peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for blessing every household under the sound of my voice, and even the ones that are not under the sound of my voice. Thank you for blessing your people, oh God. Blessing the nations. Thank you, God. Thank you for strengthening families all over again. They start reflecting the families that you have put together. Thank you for doing it, God. Thank you for allowing us to forgive each other and love on each other and support one another. Thank you, God, for all you've done, all you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Can we hear Better Life again on the way out?
Sure.
Thank you. God bless you guys. Love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Saturday.
You too. And God bless each and every one of us today. Bread of Life. There we go. Have a good day, everyone.
Love you guys. Blessings to you, Sister Barbara and the crew.
Bread of Life. Sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Yeah. together. This is what we'd like to call you. Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
God bless you. Love you guys.
Love you too. Thank you.
You can't hurry gone. You know you just gotta wait. Gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God.
You can't hurry.
You can't hurry.
He'll be there.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Oh,
well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time. Oh, you can't hurry, God. Oh, no, you just gotta wait. You gotta trust him and give him time.
Right on time.
Ooh. God powers untold. He will give you the strength and the courage you need to help you carry on. He's a God you can't hurry.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Have a good day, Sister Barbara.